We have here, to start, a very, very fascinating Hamikdavar. But let's start with the Rashi. It's an extremely fascinating. Rashi's a famous Rashi that Pasuk says by Chaye Sarah, different, the Vayechi Chaye three times. I mean, Shana three times, sorry. Chaye Sarah, Meir Shana, Esrim Shana, Bet Sheva Shanim. So Rashi, and then it says at the end again, Shnei Chaye Sarah. So Rashi says, Kulan Shavim Netaiva. That the Pasuk at the end summarizes again, Shnei Chaye Sarah, to say, Kulam Shavim Netaiva, that they're all equally good. Okay, so the Hamikdavar, that's in the Tziv, is going on a similar point. And he says that Chai means two things. Chai means life, and it also means happiness. So therefore, it's Chaye means that she had this amazingly happy life. It's very similar to Rashi. Kunim Shavana type. So then he goes off, and he says, he asks the Kasha, starting going on the second piece, it starts on the top of the page, that it says there's a chazal that Avram was tafel to Sarah to Bevias, that Avram was secondary to Sarah on some level. So he says, how could that be? Adam agado asher dibra Hashemimo kama pamim yesar tafel to Sarah shel dibrimo Hashem kim pat dibra echad. In other words, Avram had many nevuas. Sarah only had one nevuah. How can you say that Avram was secondary to Sarah? So he basically says that, no, of course in the Neviyos, Avram was greater. When Chazal says Sarah was greater, he's talking about Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh and Neviyos are two separate things. Why was Sarah greater than Ruach HaKodesh? So he says two reasons. One, because to have Ruach HaKodesh is you have to have do its Beidus, and Avram was too busy taking care of the Tzarchei Rabbim. Okay. But then, if you look down, halfway down the line, after the brackets, it says, Vashenis. There's two words before the end of the line. There's a period, there's a brackets period, and then Shenis. Shenis. De'ein ruach ha-kodesh chau edemitok simcha shom mitzvah. Chazal say that to get this level of Ruach HaKodesh, means you're like, it's not in a vua, it's like you're constantly walking around with a Ruach HaKodesh, that you need Simcha Shel Mitzvah. V'sara zes sitzkasa, mahafle, she had this amazing sitzkas. Shoyza ba'amunasa bitachem, she had a muna in bitach, and Hashem's run, everything could be good. Chazak ma'ay, nela, kemo shemavur b'rabba, rabba means medjish rabba. Sha'amra Sarah Avram Avinu, at means you, Baptacha, you work with the fact that Hashem promised you. Vani b'emuna, but I don't need a promise. I have emuna. Umisha b'amikah haftacha, it's a person who only relies on Hashem, yadu haftacha, yadu ma'amrezao, ain't haftach tzadikim b'amazah, shem yigram achet. If you're relying on haftacha, it's not 100% because it could be yigram achet. Sarah, who had this emuna that Hashem, everything is Hashem does everything great. She didn't need aftacha. She just knows that Hashem runs the world. Everything's great. She was never sad. She was just completely always happy. And that's why she always had Ruach HaKodesh. The Shalim Shalah Kulam Hoya Bechai Simcha. He had this tremendous Simcha. Now that's really Pshat and Rashi. Rashi says Kulam Shavim Mitaiva. So he's saying because Sarah had this tremendous level of Amuna, this tremendous level of Amuna caused a tremendous level of Simcha. When you have Simcha, you have Ruach HaKodesh. And that's what it means that Sarah was greater than Avraham because Avraham did not have as much Amuna as Sarah did, and therefore he was not able to have as much Ruach HaKodesh as she did. That's a Hamikdavar. It is half-lev fella, right? It's definitely half-lev fella. There's from many, many angles. First of all, think about Avram Avinu, right? Or he says that he was missing in some level of amuna. And the Sarah was happier because she had more amuna. Like, can anyone have more? Avram didn't have enough amuna. Okay, there's a chazal, Noach was Ketani Amuna. Okay, so, Noach. But Avram Avinu was some lacking in his amuna that he didn't, and it wasn't some dakis level, because it affected the level of simcha, which affected his ability to have Ruach HaKodesh. It made a major daily nafkamina on his behavior, on his feelings, according to the Hamikdavar. It's something we never would say such a thing. But the Netziv says, Hamikdavar is a Netziv, which means that he's saying that even an Avraham Avinu could have more. The Yeshiva used to have this line of Eidu Dvarim Sheinam Shir. You can always have more. So Avraham Avinu could have had more. Avraham Avinu did Akedas Yitzchak, and Avraham Avinu passed the 10 Nisyanis, and Avraham Avinu is the one that discovered Hashem, you know, as a baby, and he did, you know, he figured out logically that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything else, and he had nevuahs, countless nevuahs. You think he's missing an amuna, but there's some darga, whatever that means, of amuna, that Hashem, everything, Hashem runs the world, and everything's great because Hashem runs the world. There was some darga that an Avraham Avinu was missing. It's an amazing chiddush. So what it means is, the first chiddush of course is that no matter who you are, there's always more to be done. There's no such point that you can say, okay, I don't have to learn Musar anymore. I made it. What are you hacking me, a Chinik? I know that already. Right? I'm sure Avraham Avinu knew Amuna. God's fine. You know? And yet, the Hamikdavar is saying there was, and I don't want to call it a chisarin, but he could have had more. You're not going to call a chasham a chisarin. But he was lacking comparison to Sarah. So that itself is an unbelievable chiddush. Second chiddush, which is how did the Hamikdavar answer his question? So Hamikdavar's question was that how is it possible that Sarah is greater than Avram? That was his original question. He quotes the Chazal that Avram had taught for the Sarah in Nevuah. He says, Ain zeh tema. How could it be? Avram's greater. So what is his answer? His answer is, well, in Nevuah, you're right, Avram was greater. But in Ruach HaKodesh, Sarah was greater, because she's greater than Amunah. So you didn't answer your question. Your question was, how can it be that Sarah is greater than Avram? So apparently there's a second chiddush here, which is a very important chiddush, is that was not his question, how can it be that Sarah is greater than Avram? Because that he understands, different people have different gathras. And it's not a plea that one side that can be greater than Avram Avinu. I don't know, it would be a plea to say that some Joe Schmo is greater, that we wouldn't say. But that Sarah, even though she wasn't in the totally, if you combined everything together, I don't think she was considered as great as Avram, I don't know. But in one regard, that she could be greater than Avram, that's not a kasha. Avram was greater than her in relying on avtachas. For some reason, Avraham Avinu put his kayach, his energy, in working on certain facets. He worked on avtachas, he worked on, in Harbatsas Torah, he worked on different areas. And Sarah worked on Amuna. And it's not a kasha. There is no kasha that Sarah can be greater than Avraham. His only kasha was that you can't say that in Nevuah she was greater, because we see, just checking the Chumash, you see that Avraham Avinu had more Nevuahs than she had. Avraham Avinu had countless Nevuahs and she only had one. So obviously Avraham Avinu was greater in Nevuah. But to say that in Amunah and Ruach HaKodesh Sarah is greater, yeah, could be. Which means it's an important, sometimes we get even down on ourselves, we see someone who's greater than us. It says, I'll never be able to compete with that person. Oh, I'll never be the top. Okay. But there are other areas in life. There's not just one area. You can be the top, and if not the top, near the top, way the top, in a different area. Every person has his areas for whatever reason. Why was it that Avram was in Haftacha and Sarah was in Amunah? He doesn't say it. It very likely it was a personality trait. It was something, maybe I said there was some reason. He doesn't say why. That's how it came out, that Avram Avinu put his energy and his kaychas, and maybe had a natural netiyah to work on a high madrega of this haftacha, of believing in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And Sarah had put her energy in having emunah, that even without Hashem saying it, and that gamzu l'tayven, everything will be good. So therefore, in that regard, Sarah is greater, and it's not a kasha. Okay. So from the Hamikdavar, we have two very, very big chidushim. One is that it's shayach, a person can always go up more in emunah, and two, that different people can be greater in different areas. Now, we want to put this together, the Rashi, the Hamikdavar, with there's an Orach Chaim. And this is very difficult, but we'll try. We'll see what happens. Not sure if I can explain it, but we'll see. The Orach Chaim has a different shot in the Pasuk. He says as follows. Let's read the Orach Chaim. O Yuzvor HaKosu HaZad Derek, Vayu Chai Yisara, Pirish, Bitsar Hayu Chai Yisara. Sarah had a hard life. Sar means not just a hard life, a painful life. She felt the pain. It was all the years of Sarah's. She was 90 years, she had the aggravation of no child. She had no child. Say to Mama Shomri Rachel, Havadi Banav, am I Mesa Anochi? Right? Rachel said, if I don't have a child, it's like I'm going to die. So obviously, Sarah felt the same way. So for 90 years, she's walking around, and she didn't know they're going to have a child. She didn't know there wasn't, it was only later at the end that Avraham got that Nevuah when she was 90, they were 89. But until then, she didn't know. And then she finally has a child. So for ten years, Bekarov approximately, Shaya Yishmael Yarode Vacha Yitzhak Vahargo. She had 10 years of aggravation. She finally has this baby, and there's this guy who wants to kill him in the house. Till apparently she's learning. I know you have to know the Chazal that for 10 years, Yishmael, till Avram kicked that Yishmael out, he was in the house for 10 years. It's tremendous aggravation, my poor baby, and there's this, you know, I keep the baby with a lion in the house, you know. What's going to be? Every day nervous. Maybe Yishmael will succeed today. Ka'omrem zichzau in Medrash Rabbah. Sho'isa mitzayir zaldavar. It's a medrash that she was mitzayir. Harei mea shana. So 100 years was with Saris. With Sar. Right. The first, and these are not physical sorrows, these are mental sorrows, these are mental anguish, right? Which means that she felt it, otherwise it's not sorrow. So this is the last 27 years, those were the real life, because then she was happy, because she had trust that her son would survive, because Yishmael was kicked out. Now, the contrast and the stira between this Orach Chaim and Rashi and the Netziv, it just, pashas is impossible. Rashi says, Kulam Shavim Netaiva. All her days were, and an amazing thing about Sarah, Kulam Shavim Netaiva. Then it's, Hamikdavar says, Rashi is a little ambiguous because the word Netaiva is an ambiguous word. Taiva, the Gabi, what? But it's pashtus, it means in everything. The Hamikdavar says clearly, it means happiness. She had the most happiest life in the world. She was happier than Avram Avinu. Right? Because she had this, and why? Because she had this tremendous emunah. And he also quotes that from the Medrash Rabbah. He quotes the Medrash Rabbah, as it says in the Rabbah, that she had this tremendous emunah. She had... So how can you go ahead and reconcile the Orach Chaim, who's saying that if we were talking about physical pains, okay, you can say that even if you have emunah, you have to feel the pain. But these are emotional pains. Why is she having emotional pains? Where's your emunah? If you have this tremendous emunah, then you don't have emotional pains. That's what the Hamikdavar is saying. Hamikdavar is saying that a person started with on this tremendously high level of simcha, even happier than Avram Avinu, because she has emunah. So everything's for great. Nothing, I can always have emunah in Hashem. Hashem's running the world. Everything's great. She's dancing for joy all day long. And Or HaChaim says that for the first 100 years of her life, she's having the public is saying, oh, she had so many tzaras. She had so much mental anguish. She was worried about this and sad about this. They don't seem to jive. Is it machlekes and mitzias, rochek mizrach v'mayrev? You know, machlekes and hashkafa. I mean, the Orachayim doesn't know that Sarah had a certain, didn't believe, doesn't the Orachayim know gamzu de taiva? That we have bitochen, amuna, I mean, even without the hamik davar, there's a tzaddik says gamzu de taiva. You can call him nochem ish gamzu, but Sarah wasn't on the level of nochem ish gamzu. Like, what's the Orachayim talking about? And didn't he see Rashi? Rashi says shavim de taiva. And vice versa. What's the Hamik Davar talking about? Didn't the Hamik Davar see the Chazal that says that Sarah died because she was from shock hearing about the Akedah? I know, that doesn't sound like a Muna. You know, that sounds like, I don't know, it just seems to be a tremendous deal. So apparently, we have to answer, is that apparently that they can both coexist, the Vasachas. There's no Stira. Even though it's very hard, because it's just like Amish on the same thing. In other words, you can have simultaneously to have a hargasha of I'm nervous, I'm worried, what's going to be? I have no child. Someone's going to kill you, so Yitzchak, you know, and it'll be a tragedy. And you can feel sad and sorry. And at the same time, but afal pikein, Shem's running the world, everything's great. Well, if you're running the world, they're saying, hey, why are you nervous? Because you're nervous, because that's a human being, is nervous and feels, it's not a stira. There's what it seems that the we sometimes don't understand the complexity of how the brain can have opposite thoughts. We have love and hate and being, you know, you can be happy and a person, although a chazal say if a person's parent dies, you know, you're yarshin money, you make a toiv ha-meitiv for the money and a dying emes for the tzira. A person can have simultaneously conflicting emotions, and what you would say here, they're totally opposites and they're from the same thing. Is this a dangerous situation, or do I have to worry, or don't I have to worry? Do I have a moon, everything's going to be great, or am I nervous? So, b'vas achas, I can have both. I can be, on some level of me, I'm not nervous, I'm not worried, Hashem's running the world, why should I worry? Komad dav rachman in etav, gamzu de taiva, we have to worry that Yishmael's going to kill Yitzchak. What are you talking about? Hashem's running the world, there's nothing to worry about. And at the same time, I'm worried. Yitzchak's in danger. And I have those two argoshes simultaneously because the brain is made up of different parts or whatever, and they can coexist. And I can feel the highest level of simcha that you have. Sarah, according to the Hamik Davar, has the highest level of simcha, more than Avram Avinu. And at the same time, the Archaim says the Torah is pointing out that she had a life at Tzaris. There's no stira. I just bought this sefer. So I'm flipping the pages. Yesterday, the Shemaya, he brings there a Maisa. This is a sefer about someone from Eretz Yisrael. His name was Rav Schlesinger. So he brings a Maisa from the Alter Sovaka. That someone told the Alter Sovaka about a particular mashkiach. Obviously, this was the Alter was Nifter in the 20s, so I don't know who this was, but there was a certain mashkiach who his daughter was Nifter, and they were getting ready for the Levaya, but the daughter was Nifter in the same time that he was supposed to give a shmooze. It was the day of the shmooze, the time of the shmooze. Until they set up the Levaya, it'll be a little bit after the Shmooze. So he felt, listen, Shem Shemayim, our bus is Torah, he has to give the Shmooze. So he went ahead and he gave the Shmooze. like he gave the shmuz, like it's supposed to be given, without being distracted, interfered, getting overly emotional, because that was not part of the shmuz about his daughter. He was able to push aside his daughter's p'tira. Doesn't say whether it was the son of p'tira or not. He gave the shmuz, and then he went straight to the levaya. So the person told this over to this altar, expecting the altar to be quite complimentary about this mashgiach's ability to keiches and nefesh, self-control. And he says it in Yiddish, but we'll skip to Yiddish. Since the altar said, "Harehu eino ben adam." This guy is not a mensch. That's not a mensch. What is this? Your daughter dies, you cry. You sit there and give a shmooze. What's wrong with you? It's not a mensch. It's not just he felt hashgathically he was wrong. There's a chisaron in his pnimius. It's not a ben adam. I mean, this guy's a tzaddik. He knows koma d'ovei rachman and etav, gamzu d'taiva. Why should he be crying? And this is what he's supposed to do, and it's a mitzvah. No. Not a ben adam. Then he brings another story, because there were two stories bringing the same topic. Also a fascinating story. It says, Rav Meir Simcha had one daughter, and she was married to a very choshev gadol, who wrote a sefer called Zera Avraham. And they had no children. And lo aleinu, after a number of years, his daughter got sick and apparently affected her mentally, and she became somehow crazy to some extent. So Rav Meir Simcha called his son-in-law and says that, listen, you can't stay married to her. You know, she's crazy. So you have to go ahead, but you can't give a get to a woman, because it's not, you learn gittin. A woman has to be a bar das to get the get. So you can't give a get. So what do? You have to give a het to her, meir rabbanim. In other words, you can't give a get to her. In her mental state, she's not roid and mekabel a get. So there's a chayim drabbeinu gerishim, you can't marry two wives. So there's a het to her, meir rabbanim, that you can get. If 100 rabbanim sign in a document that you can marry a second wife, you can go in and marry a second wife. This is, you know, I'm telling you halakhically what you're supposed to do. You know, you got to get yourself a het to her, meir rabbanim. But then he said, but don't you dare ask me to sign on it. I won't sign. He said, that's the point. There's a human being. A human being has argoshes. I'm going to sign on the Heter Meir Rabbanim that my husband, my son, I can marry someone else. Even though I know intellectually, yes, he's sick. So he's bringing these stories and bringing this point that a person with all your tzidkus and with all your emunah and all your bitachin, that doesn't take away from the fact that a person is a human being. If you're a human being, you have certain hargoshes and it's not a steer. Sometimes we get so upset with ourselves that we, you know, how could I feel this way? Especially when you're talking about taivas and this, and hey, you know, what am I? I'm a yeshiva guy. How can I have such a yetzahara or a taiva or a hargosha or anything? Well, don't I believe in Hashem? Don't I have bitochen? Don't I have emunah? What's going on here? I'm a phony. What's going on? How can I feel this way? I talk the talk, and I make believe, and I say all this stuff, and then I go ahead and I have these feelings. It doesn't make sense. Here, he's saying that Sarah Imenu has the highest level of Amunah, greater than Avram Avinu, and yet, Ivey, Yishmael, Michael, Yitzchak, I'm so nervous, so sad. You know, they coexist. Now, at the same time, she has a Simcha. So which is very hard to comprehend how the two can coexist. But they coexist. And that's what he's saying here in the Maisa. They coexist. You have to have that hargosha too. And the altar felt there's a chisarin when this mashkiach did not feel the sadness of his daughter. So Meda comes out, I think, you know, three tremendous chidushim. I think the first chidush is perhaps that the person should never stop learning Musar. There's always room to grow in Amunah. Second point is that different people can be greater than other people, even if in one, at least in one area. We don't have to give up. even if we see someone else greater than us in certain areas. There's many, many different areas of growth in a person. Different people have different personalities, different reasons. There's some reason why Sarah had this personality and Avram had that personality. And the third chiddush, which is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, that conflicting and opposite feelings can coexist, and there's no stira, and the two total opposites of emotions can coexist in the same person at the same time. And fakir, that's what, according to these stories, that's what Hashem wants to do. Obviously, if Sarah did it, that was the right thing to do. And according to these stories, this is what the author is saying. This is what the hashkafa of being a human. It's what Hashem, in a sense, almost wants us to have sometimes, these conflicting feelings. And surely, we should not get depressed if we sometimes have certain feelings that come from our human side.